It's going to be a pyramid. All right? And I should say that I got some inside information. A good friend of mine is the Undersecretary of Agriculture that's developing the pyramid. And so he always uses the word pyramid in quotes, whatever shape it is. And then, that's a good question. Does it place in the policy beef at a higher status, or proteins in general at a higher status than it had in the past? The policy statements come out between Health and Human Services and Department of Ag really stress the old balanced diet approach, right? Fruits and vegetables, whole grains, meats, dairy products all combined. It clearly didn't look to me like an Atkins pyramid that was kind of flipped over with lots and lots of proteins and very little of the other. So we're not sure what it's going to look like. If it comes out with a strong preference on meat, this policy statement that's already been released in that pyramid is an educational format for consumers, but maybe more importantly, it directs things like institutional purchasing, schools, any type of government assistance purchasing, and so on. So it directs the government on how they buy product. So potentially it could have an impact. Probably will. Is it positive or negative? Other questions? Yes, sir. Question was, how soon do I see some sort of an auditing system coming to the beef industry as we've seen, say, in pork? I think that we have some of it occurring today. I think within individual supply chains, let's say, whether that be a packer with a specific program, and it, you know, maybe it's some of these, like a certified Angus beef or other programs. I know they have certified feedlots. They'll visit feedlots. Is it a formal audit? I'm not sure. Is it popping up and down the line and saying, look, here's the guidelines and the criteria that you agreed to abide by. How are we doing on those? So I think we're beginning to see some of that. This discussion I had about the feed ban, that one of the packers had turned over enforcement of that feed ban to a third party that would be checking. And that sound starts to sound to me like an audit. And maybe it's not everybody, but certainly there probably will be some of the major suppliers that will get an audit of feed preparation. How are you doing things? How do you keep records and stuff? It would not surprise me to see some of that. So I think we're going to see pieces of it, but I guess the difference is I may get a call one day and this company wants to come and audit my implementation of the feed ban. And they're going to go through my mill records, walk everything through. 6 months later, the other packer I sell to sends their auditor out. Same thing. I go through all the same records. A week later, the other company I sell to comes out, go through the same thing. And then one of the companies I sell to is exporting to Japan, and so they want age verification. All right, they send somebody out. How do you know? How do you keep track of all the paperwork? And so I'm sitting there and talking to four, five, six different auditors on sometimes the same thing, sometimes different things. One possibility is that if I'm particularly of a sufficient size, I become like quality assurance or process verified myself. That issue, I get a seal of approval that I have the capability within my system of doing whatever I claim. Feed, age, source, whatever it is, and then I get one audit a year that looks across the whole system. And then when I get calls from those people, I say, here's my certification number, call this auditor, they'll vouch for me. And I think we're going to see, once we start getting enough confusion coming in from the multiple sources, I think we'll see people step up and say, that's what I'm going to do. And I think this age verification may be the first part of that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Ken Stepmeyer from Bentonville, Arkansas. I do have a question. You talked about beef demand. And, excuse me, if we look at beef demand in 2004, it was down 1.7 billion pounds, the second largest annual decline to that of 1979. And you say the beef demands well. I'd like you to really speak to that more in depth, because you show a chart from the third quarter, and it's not given the whole year. And it seems to me that it's not really beef demand that's driving the price of cattle. It's actually supply, the limited supply. So I guess if you could respond to that. And then also I would ask you, too, is it maybe you want to go back next time you put the slide up, is put the other species on the slide, too, to see what their increase in production was, to see what's really happened compared to with the beef market, assuming.
All right, thank you. And good question. It gives me an opportunity to clarify something. You said beef demand was down 1.7 million. I say no, beef consumption was down 1.7 million.
I said beef production was down 1.7 billion.
Right.
2003.
Right. You're talking production. I'm talking demand. They're different. Okay? They're different. Demand is an economist term. How much will consumers pay for a given quantity? So when it was down 1.7 million, did they pay more? God, I hope so. And secondly, did they pay a lot more? All right? So it's how much will they pay for a given quantity? If you want them to eat a lot, what's the simplest way to get consumers to eat a lot of beef? Give it away for free. Okay? We're not really after maximum consumption. We're after maximum profit. Okay? So, and I don't mean to take issue with you, but there is a difference. The other species, yes, pork demand has been phenomenal this year. Pork demand, their production was up 2.6%. Their prices were up 30%. Pork demand was phenomenal.
I think chicken demand outperformed pork from the retail side. But
being from Arkansas, you may know, but I think on a true demand picture, I don't think it did. Tonnage, yes. Price and tonnage combination, I'm not sure. Okay, and I don't mean to be semantics here, but let's take a look at this chart. If we're out here at fourth quarter 2004, yep, that's down from where, or excuse me, it's up from where it was fourth quarter last year. The price was clearly down. You know, and this is on the cattle side. This isn't retail, and that's a good question. And yep, sure enough, prices fell from where they were fourth quarter 2003 to fourth quarter 2004. But notice that we also went from about 14.5 to 15 pounds out to 16 pounds. They paid less for it, but they ate a lot more. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Now, what would be a bad thing is if this dot, instead of going this way, had gone this way. They ate less and paid less for it. Not only did we make it cheaper, they still wouldn't eat the stuff. That's the bad thing. Just make note of that. Okay? If you make it cheap and they still don't eat it, you're in trouble. So there's a difference between production, consumption, and demand. And what I'm saying is demand is up here along this line. Yeah, if we increase from here out to here, we increase the cow herd, we increase supply, we bring in more Canadian cattle, or whatever it is, and supply increases, I expect prices to go down because there's more supply out there. The question is, do we move kind of along this line, or do we drop precipitously, or do we cut back going the other direction? Notice here that our forecast for next year, fourth quarter, is about the same supply and about the same price. It says we think demand will be about stable. That's what that says. So there's a difference between production and demand. And again, if you want to win the tonnage race, we're staring at the back of a chicken right now. Okay? If you want to win the profit race, then we want something the consumers will buy and will pay an increasing price for the same amount. How do you get them to pay more money for the same quantity? They have to want it more. All right? Why would they want it more? It's because they think it tastes better, they get better consistency, they get more excitement out of it, whatever that consumer preference is. Now, the supply issue is going to move those dots left and right. So, for example, I talked about third quarter 2004 was up slightly. Yeah, third quarter 2004 was up slightly from 2003. This is on a per capita basis, so adjusted for trade in and out. And the price was just a little bit higher than last year on a little bit larger supply. We actually put more tonnage on the market and the price still went up. Again, that's a good thing. If we put more tonnage on the market and it goes down, we shouldn't be surprised. If it goes down a lot, then we got reason for concern.